Welcome to How Do You Feel, the program dedicated to your health and wellness. How Do You Feel is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. And today we are visiting with Dr. Kyron Quinlan. He is a pediatric specialist with the Illinois Department of Public Health, and he is here to talk about measles. There is a concern that we need to know about. Dr. Quinlan, thanks for being on the line with us.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. So I'm reading some stuff online, and it would appear that we have a measles outbreak in this country. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, you know, measles is a serious infection. It sometimes can be deadly. And yeah, there's been a uptick in the numbers of across the country. Several outbreaks currently going on, one in the Chicago area. We've had about 50 plus cases already in our outbreak right now. And yeah, this is unfortunate because this is a very preventable infection. And there's a shot for it, and it works great.
I'm looking at some information online, and it says that already this year, and we're into April, early part of April, that the number of measles cases have exceeded the number for all of 2023.
That's exactly right, unfortunately. We had some nice quiet years, especially here in Illinois. We had 3 years in a row with zero cases of measles. We had a few cases in 2023 after that stretch, and then this year is unfortunately we've had this outbreak. This is a bad trend. It's heading in the wrong direction. And measles, I just want everybody to know, measles was basically eliminated from the United States in 2000. The CDC declared it gone because all the immunizations were working. And we had no transmission of measles within the United States in 2000. So it's a feeling of kind of letting our guard down or something.
Right. Now, let's back up a little bit. What is measles?
Sure. Measles is a viral infection. It's a virus. It spreads by being around other people who have it. And it's a virus that makes you sick, but it's not like, you know, you get a little touch of the flu, you get like a cold or something like that. It makes you really sick. The symptoms are usually you start just by feeling kind of lousy, like you're coming down with something. And then a fever begins. The fever can get quite high. It can get up to 104 or higher. And then there's other symptoms of like a runny nose, cough, congestion, conjunctivitis, or what people call pink eye. And then there's this telltale rash, and this rash starts on the head near the hairline, and it basically goes from there over days. It goes down your body, and it's a red flat usually, but sometimes just a little raised rash. But this measles rash is so telltale. It's kind of like people talk about it like as if you had something spilled over your head. And it made its way down from the top to the bottom of your body. So it usually runs its course. Most people do okay, but one in four or so of the people who have measles are hospitalized for it. It can cause real serious complications, pneumonia. It can cause encephalitis, where the virus is actually infected in the brain. It can cause death, about 1 to 3 in 1,000 cases, even in this country, in the modern era of medicine, still die of measles. It's the kind of virus that can be so bad, and that's why all the work went into creating a shot for it. You know, we don't create shots for everything. We create shots for the things that can make it really, like the outcome can be really bad. And so the measles mumps rubella immunization is out there, and it is extremely protective. It's very, very effective as a shot.
Now, who is at risk? Because I remember growing up, measles was usually associated with kids. Like when I was a kid, we got our measles and mumps shot. And are kids the ones who are most at risk?
Yeah, little kids are quite at risk. They're one of the big risk groups, so kids under five. There's also adults over 20 begin to have increased risk as well. Pregnant women can have significant issues with getting a measles infection during the pregnancy. You know, their bodies are kind of providing everything for two at that time in pregnancy, and throwing a measles infection in there can really cause trouble with preterm birth and stillbirth. So it can be devastating in that situation. But yeah, anyone with a impaired immune system, obviously, you know, if they can't fight off infections, this is one that can be very serious.
Now, if you have had the measles before, can you get it again? And a related question, if you've gotten the measles, mumps vaccine, and you mentioned another disease in there, measles, mumps, and
rubella.
If you've gotten the vaccine, mm-hmm. then are you good to go?
Yeah, those are really good questions. If you actually had the measles in your life, and that was, you know, more likely you're a person who's a little older because the immunization came out in 63. So people started to get those shots in the mid-60s. So if you lived before that and you had the measles, you are pretty much not going to get this infection anymore. It's like lifelong immunity. Unless something serious happens to your immune system, you have some serious disease or problem that's making your immune system not do its job. But anybody who's had the measles almost always has a lifelong immunity to this disease. In terms of the shot, I mentioned the shot is really effective. And one shot with the MMR gives 93% protection from the disease. So 93% chance you're not going to get this disease. If you get two shots, you're at 97%. So it's an extremely effective shot. It's not 100%, but it's extremely effective.
And who should get this shot? Any and everybody who hasn't had it?
Yeah, that's a really good question, too. Fortunately, this MMR, the measles, mumps, rubella shot, has long been part of the routine shots for kids. So I'm a pediatrician, and in clinic, we give one immunization starting at 12 to 15 months, so right after the first birthday, and then a second one at 4 years. So there's two shots before kids go to kindergarten. And so, you know, that's one of the school entry requirements, so you kind of have to get your shots to go to school, and almost every kindergartner in the state has had two MMRs. So who should get it? Everybody, all the kids absolutely should get it on that schedule. Anybody who has had, perhaps, you know, there's a small subgroup of people who have kind of had some hesitancy about getting all their shots. And if that's the case, I hope they can reconsider. I wish they could come with me to the intensive care unit and see the effect of this infection on kids. And I know that they love their kids and they want to do the best for them. And so I hope they continue to keep their minds open to think about, now you see there's a real risk of this infection getting to your family, and that it would be important for them. So any under-immunized individuals should get this. You know, like I mentioned, if anybody was born a long time ago, they likely have had measles, but that cutoff is like 1957. So if you were born before 1957, then you're just presumed to have had measles, because it's so contagious that almost everybody who was born before 1957 had to have had the measles. I want to mention something while I'm on that topic real quick, if I can.
Sure.
Is measles is not like other infections. It's not like flu. It's not like COVID, where you infect a few people if you got it. Measles infects 90% of the susceptible people who are exposed to it. So if you don't have protection If someone does have the measles and you're in their environment, you have a 90% chance of getting it. The person could actually leave a room, and 2 hours later, you walk into that room, you could still get it. The virus lingers in the air so effectively that you can catch it 2 hours after the person has left.
Oh, wow. Wow. So it is transmittable by air? Transmissible by air?
Yeah. Yep. You know, coughing produces sort of what we call aerosolization of the virus. So it's in the air. It's kind of lingering and floating in the air. Also, any droplets, so secretions and droplets that are, you know, that are produced from a person who's sick, that kind of contact to those things can easily spread this. It's literally one of the most contagious viruses that we know.
So how can we take precautions? I know during COVID, people were advised to wear a mask. People were advised to wash their hands, wipe down places, etc. How can we take precautions besides the obvious thing of getting the MMR?
Well, you're totally right. The first step, the cornerstone of all of prevention, is going to be getting that shot, the measles, mumps, rubella immunization. Just to reinforce that, it is totally worth double-checking shot records for your family and making sure that everybody is protected. If you have questions about it, if you don't have a record and you want to make sure, call your doctor or your healthcare provider and tell them you really want to make sure that your family's protected from this, and you'll be able to rest a little more easily. In terms of beyond the shot, you know, it's so tricky because people can be contagious with this before it's obvious that they're sick. So, you know, when the rash comes in the sequence of these symptoms, for 4 days before the rash, they are still contagious, and it keeps going until 4 days after the rash. But 4 days before the rash, they could just be kind of not sure if they're starting to come down with something, whatever. They still could go to work. They still could go to school. They still could go wherever. And so it's really tough to know that you're around someone who has the measles. In a setting where you think that there is some significant risk, you know, you can do your best to avoid situations where you know someone who might have the measles might be. And that's, I say that, and it's almost like just theoretical because it's really tricky to ever know that unless you're, you know, right in the center of the outbreak. And it's very tricky to know because people can travel anywhere. Masks are somewhat effective, and it may help a little bit, but I think that absolutely the cornerstone of this whole thing is getting your shot.
Wow. Okay, we're running out of time, and I've been asking you a lot of questions. Anything that you wanted to impart that we didn't talk about?
You know, I guess I just want to emphasize that this is not your average virus. This is extremely contagious. Literally 9 out of 10 people who are exposed, if they're not immunized, they get it. And I've seen that myself here in Chicago in this outbreak. So it is absolutely true. We know a ton about this virus. So contagious, it doesn't make you a little sick, it makes you pretty sick. And any parent absolutely would not want their kid to experience this. I saw a ton of measles back in, we had an outbreak in right around 1990, and there were a ton of kids that we saw in Chicago then, and some of them were really sick, admitted to the hospital with their pneumonia and other complications. This is not your average virus, so protect yourself, get the shot.
All right, and you're in Chicago. You're going to be here in Peoria, you said, in what, a few weeks?
Yeah, I think in the next week or so, I'll be at the OSS, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy your stay here in Peoria. Maybe you can stop by the studio or we'll get a chance to see you, Dr. Kyron Quinlan. And for our listeners, if you want for more information about measles, you can go online to the Illinois Department of Public Health. You can go to the Peoria City County Health Department's website, State of Illinois' website, a lot of information. Or as Dr. Quinlan suggested, you can consult your personal physician. Dr. Kyron Quinlan, pediatric specialist with the Illinois Department of Public Health. Hey, thanks for being on. How do you feel?
Thank you so much for having me, and I'm really glad to get all this information out to your listeners.
All right. How Do You Feel is sponsored by the Peoria City County Health Department. This program airs at 11 a.m. on Saturday and is rebroadcast at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday. And if you miss the broadcast, you can still hear it on the WPNV website podcast page. Thanks again for listening.
Now is always the right time.